We had several little, that you couldn't call them clubs, they were just joints, you know, but smaller in this room here, you know. We had, let's see, Genesis 1 and 2, the Hullabaloo Club, the Mumbo Inn. But the best one to go to was Walker's Auditorium. Now that's where all the main acts came. That was before the nightlife even opened up. Walker's Auditorium. I saw Ike and Tina Turner there, because they used to ride around on a travel bus called Ike and Tina Turner Review. And I saw her. I was up close to the stage. I don't mind if I got to the corner of the stage. I can't remember. But anyhow, I saw her eye. Well, he did hit her, gave her a black eye. She tried to cover it up with makeup. And she couldn't see it because, you know, you could tell when she didn't blend it in well, you know. But, yeah, I remember that. I remember that night. But Walker's was the place to go. You saw a lot of the acts. They used to call it on the Chitlin' Circuit. A lot of the black acts used to come around in the southern part of the United States. You know, they come around to, Walker's, and then they go around to Austin and Houston, you know, and places like that, and they play in these little dive places, you know. Well, Walker's was the best thing that we had because old man Herbert Walker, who built the place, you know, he was well known throughout, you know, the black entertainment community. And he could get a lot of people to come to Waco. Let's see, Ike and Tina Turner, B.B. King, Bobby Bland, Little Anthony and the Imperials. Jalen Taylor out of Dallas. You know, they were there all the time, see, because they could get them drawing, you know, and you get that drawing card in, people going to pay that money. They're going to fill the place up. So yeah, that went on for several years, you know, and those other little joints, you know, after you get out of Walker's at 2 a.m., you know, you go to other little joints, they didn't open up till 2, you know, and they open up, they stay open till 6 in the morning, you understand what I'm saying? And then you finally straggle your way home, you know. But yeah, we had a lot of fun, man, yeah.